This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. There are many ways to reduce the carbon footprint at the end of life. You could forgo a fancy casket, or go without a concrete vault, or say no to perpetual mowing over the grave. Indeed, these green options are in demand in the environmentally minded Ann Arbor-Ypsilanti area. But is there anything about a natural burial that appeals to traditional conservative principles as well? In this segment of WEMU's The Green Room, Barbara Lucas explores the question here in Washtenaw County and beyond.
Oh, we have a lot of pretty wildflowers going here. See, this is a really beautiful meadow. All the bluebonnets are growing here.
We're 10 miles from Austin, Texas. Despite the freeway noise, it feels like the middle of nowhere. It takes a close look to notice engraved stones marking the hundreds of final resting places that lie within these 10 wooded acres.
I just think that looks really beautiful. And then her dogs, Maddie, Maggie, Maisie, and Minnie, are buried next to her.
That's Ellen McDonald, a one-woman powerhouse. She created Eloise Woods Community Natural Burial Park 7 years ago. She says many of her customers are religious conservatives.
The Jews have always had green burials. Well, actually, all of us had green burials at one point, as you know, until like 150 years ago. But yeah, in the Jewish tradition and also Muslim, you know, bodies are never embalmed and they want a very quick return to the earth and it's supposed to be very, very simple.
But finding cemeteries where simple burials are allowed isn't easy. In fact, in Michigan, Jewish cemeteries are among the small handful of cemeteries where concrete vaults are not required.
In Israel, this is how they bury people. They don't use a casket. You can just be wrapped in your telly, your prayer shawl, and put directly into the earth.
So for some Jews and Muslims, natural burial is essentially a right to religious freedom. But this is Texas ranch country. In fact, the week before, Eloise Woods had a visit from the neighbor's cows.
Some lady down the street, ahead of her cattle, went through a fence and just wandered down the street. So now I know what a cow patty looks like.
Many customers drive out from the city, but McDonald says there's also interest from rural residents.
From what I've learned from a lot of people that come by here, this is exactly what they want. Like I said, it's these a lot of these old rural farmer people. It's like, just want to dig the hole and put myself in, and they want to dig the grave themselves. And they don't want to mess with any of this complication, and they don't want funeral homes involved unless they have to, or at least even if they use a funeral home, they still want to do as much of it as they can themselves.
A spirit of independence can be found in rural Michigan as well.
A little less than a third of an acre.
I'm with the Kellum family in their rolling grassy field, looking towards a wooded hilltop.
How far of a walk is it to the...
You can see it. It's... just right up ahead there.
When his mother died, Bob Kellum built her a coffin. Her children and grandchildren carried her from her house through these fields to their newly created family cemetery.
I have a new plan of using those big tall trees there. Those are aspen trees. They would deteriorate quickly in the ground.
So who would the coffin be for made out of that wood?
Oh, whoever's next in line. Hopefully not me.
The Kellums aren't the first owners of this property to care for their dead themselves. Their farmhouse was built before the Civil War, before the embalming, elaborate coffins, and concrete vaults that are now standard fare in the U.S. Although the Kellums' home burial may at first sound new and different, they actually followed time-honored traditions.
Well, this is the funeral door.
They thought it was bad luck to take somebody in and out of a door that you normally used.
And this is the door that we brought my father's body through and
back out again.
Being hands-on and connected to the cycle of life, as humans have been until very recent times, is important to Mary Good and Woody Kellum. That's their grandson, Alexander, at his birth. He was born in this house, in the same room where a few years earlier, his great-grandfather's body lay during a three-day home vigil. Dry ice kept the body cold. No embalming chemicals used.
So, you know, it's all about bringing these functions that used to be part of normal life back to people's lives.
Certainly, everyone's different. Not everyone wants to exercise their right to a home birth, a home funeral, or a family cemetery. But the Kellams aren't alone. For instance, they know of two other local families that have created family cemeteries. Turns out, government is fairly hands-off if you're outside of city or village limits and don't sell any of the grave plots.
The state has very few rules. And family cemeteries, you know, I think the only rule that I can think of is that it has to be for family, not necessarily blood, but somehow connected by family.
I check in with Washtenaw County. I learned that if land perks and is away from water bodies and wells, it can potentially be approved for a cemetery. Contrary to popular belief, no caskets or vaults are required by public health or any other law. Why then do cemeteries usually require them? Because heavy machinery can drive over them and no settling occurs. So that makes landscaping easier. But as for exercising one's right to a more natural burial,
so what we're going
to
do now is I'm going to
the skills are no longer commonplace.
And then we're going to do this a couple of times so that everybody can kind of get a feel for it.
We're standing around a hand-dug pretend grave at a green burial conference put on by the Ann Arbor Green Burial Network. This is where the Kellams learned the art of gently lowering a body down with cloth straps from funeral director Mike Mitchell.
Okay, you guys got the green straps? Because we're going to let go.
Many from the cemetery and funeral industry are in attendance. Our volunteer body is Dan Wagner of Marble Park Cemetery in Milan. Marble Park allows a choice, burials with or without vaults.
Nice and easy.
Mike Mitchell's family owns funeral homes in Chelsea and Stockbridge. They're getting more and more requests for time-honored traditions, like the ancient method of shroud burial, without a vault or a casket. And Mitchell is happy to accommodate.
So I'm a facilitator. There is no normal way to do a burial, a funeral, or a cremation. It's what works for you as a family. It's my job to facilitate that.
Mitchell seeks out cemeteries that will provide the options his clients are wanting, but he says currently none of the cemeteries in Ann Arbor will allow burials without a vault. He thinks accommodating wishes is smart business.
My industry fought, rebutted, said horrible things about cremation, and now Michigan has 50 to 60% cremation rate. So it's dumb not to. Let alone being good for the environment.
Financially speaking, for the funeral directors, there's an opportunity to gain some revenue stream back that they've lost to cremation.
More and more people are choosing green burials, despite they aren't necessarily cheaper. So there's a living to be made by providers of these services. And a healthy business environment is another right-of-center ideal.
Again, it's an option. And if you don't allow people options, when you're in business, if you don't change with the times, you go out of business.
Some businesses are responding to the growing demand. Mitchell says in addition to Marble Park Cemetery, two more cemeteries in Washtenaw County will soon offer burials without concrete vaults. Promoting personal freedoms, respecting cultural and religious traditions, and boosting local businesses. True blue American values. I can almost hear the riddle now. What's green but red, white, and blue all over? In a polarized world, more people from the entire spectrum are finding common ground in end-of-life decisions. In the Green Room, I'm Barbara Lucas, WEMU News.
The Green Room is a presentation of the WEMU News Department and is heard on the last Friday of each month. To access the Green Room archive, visit our webpage at WEMU.org. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.